Lou Graham and Midnight Blue on Good Morning EP at 16 past 8. We're talking all things sport with Biebs this morning and a few special guests. And Biebs has given me a CD here. Okay, so I've popped it in and, all right, I'll just press play right now. And we'll... It's a great, great all right. Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah, okay, go for it.
Are you? One for all.
When we're down,
we fight,
knock it off.
Hey, look at that, mate. The Mighty Roosters.
Yeah, all right.
How good is that?
All right. Port Lincoln Football League Grand Final last weekend. And, yeah, Tasman Roosters. What was it in the end? I'm sure you can recite the scoreboard.
Eight goal 10 to 4 goal 10.
Yeah, all right. Let's turn your mic down a little bit. You're getting a little bit too excited now at the moment. And all right, that's enough of that. And all right, who have you brought into the studio this morning?
All right, we've got three of the players that played in the Premiership. And we are talking royalty here, mate. We've got Boyd McCurry, the coach of the Tasman Roosters for the last 3 years.
But not the captain.
Not the captain. No, Jace Rodder's the captain.
Okay.
And Boyd's gone back-to-back-to-back coaching. 3 years. Three wins, fantastic effort. We've got Ben Daniels, who's played in all six of the last six premierships. Played all two.
That's six premierships in 10 years, isn't it?
Six in nine.
Nine.
Yep. And also Nathan Frost, or Frosty as they call him, also played in the whole six premierships as well. How good is that? I played in one premiership my whole life. These guys have played in six before they're 30.
Six premierships, but when they get to 300 games, tell them how to run through the banner.
Yeah, I'll give them a bit of a lesson on that. Boyd, how are you, mate? Still on cloud nine?
Yeah, no, it's good. Obviously been hibernating the last few days, but it's been an amazing effort, amazing couple of weeks.
Mate, when you first started with the Roosters 3 years ago, in your wildest dreams, you would have never thought three premierships in a row.
Yes and no. I probably wouldn't have done it if I didn't have belief that I could do it, to be honest. I've had some great support over the last 3 years, that's for sure, and a terrific playing group, and yeah, I couldn't do it without them.
So. I just want to jump in quickly, because seeing Boyd on the weekend brought a little bit of warmth to my heart as a rugby league man, because you don't see it worn too often in the Aussie rules. What's behind wearing what we call the headgear?
We call them a helmet.
You call them helmets. We call them headgear. What's behind that?
Yeah, probably for the last 5 years, I just had a habit of breaking my face, to be honest. And probably a bit of a safety blanket, just found myself not going in for contests without it.
Yep.
And, yeah, mentally just...
So it gives you that confidence, doesn't it? It's just a confidence builder.
Yeah, you know? It does, yeah.
And that's the thing about it, if you've had a few concussions and those sort of things. But, how have you found that the 3 years, you've had an amazing array of players to choose from, which has been fantastic, a lot of country players, and this year, very different. How did you find this season with all the COVID and all that sort of stuff?
As you said earlier, we've had a core group of 12 players in the three premierships. As I've said to the boys all year, it's just been an amazing opportunity to play with people from Ceduna, people from Yalana, that you never thought you'd ever play with. And I think we'll look back on this year in 20 years' time, and it's, yeah, probably goes down as one of the best years you'll ever have.
Yeah, well done. Benny Daniels. Now, Benny, this is, as I said, your sixth premiership. It's just like shelling peas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty unbelievable, Babes, to tell you the truth. Obviously, growing up at Tasman's all my life, it's a bit of a dream to now win six flags.
How old are you?
26.
26, he's got six premierships. I hate you. Look, it's fantastic, mate, and it's obviously great to be just a part of such a strong core group for those 9 years.
Yeah, for sure. I think we've just built a good culture. Everyone sort of loves being around the club, so yeah, it's been good fun.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Nathan, Frosty, your turn, mate. Again, you've had the six premierships. I think you're probably mum and dad are more proud of your achievements than what you are.
Yeah, that's right. The old man. Passionate about his footy, that'd be an understatement, but
I thought I'd bring it up because I know what your old man's like.
I reckon besides Guardy on the hill, he's the first one you can usually hear on a Saturday.
Your mum's not bad either.
Oh, she's probably the quietest mum out there though.
But look, mate, again, six premierships, again, you played your junior footy with the Roosters as well?
Yeah, the juniors on our side wasn't real successful, so yeah, getting those... premierships, they were long time coming.
And you've probably been the solid part of that back six for that whole 6 years. You've been there just throughout, and you've seen a lot of players come and go. And you're the, to me, I see you play week in, week out. You're that solid part of there that's there every week without any trouble.
Yeah, we've had a few back there that come in and out. Matt Creddy was a joy to play with this year. All those Creddy boys. Brad Masters, solid each week. Even young Cooper Tanzel. Yeah, you wouldn't want to stand him on a Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, mate. Just well done to you guys and Boyd and the club and everything. It's an amazing achievement, Keith, to be able to win three, to back, to back, to back. But to win 6 and 9, it's just a credit to all the boys and the club. It's an amazing effort.
Has there been any forward planning for next year so everybody's deciding to commit again next year, or is it just relax for a couple of weeks and then get into the planning?
Absolutely, 100% enjoy this one and enjoy the last 3 years, reflect on it, and yeah, enjoy it as much as possible. I think as far as the future goes, just let's have our presentation night, have a bit of time off, everyone rest their heads, and yeah, probably end of October switch on again.
So that's a commitment. You're coaching again next year?
No, I don't know at this stage.
I like to put him on the spot.
Yeah, you're good at doing that, babes.
Well, mate, look, if you do go on with it, fantastic. And to you boys, an amazing effort by all the players in the club. Jay Schroeder, what a skipper he's been for you. And to you, Boyd, an amazing coaching effort, back to back to back. Just congratulations to you and all the club, and hopefully next year bigger and better. I'm not sure I can get bigger and better, but I can't remember the last time a club's won 4 in a row in Port Lincoln footy, so there's a challenge for you to try and do that.
Yep, oh, absolutely. I think just to add to that, it starts from the top. Obviously, Steve Prout, Ros Daniels done a pair of work this year, and they support us just as much as we support the players as coaches. It filters down the line, and yeah, it's a great club to be a part of.
Great words, mate. That's just what the club's like. It's about everyone getting in behind each other and making and doing a wonderful job. Well done, boys. Congratulations, and go the Roosters.
Cheers, babes.
Thanks for coming in, boys.
Cheers.
Cleve wakes up the right way with Good Morning EP on 765 5CC.